verse 13. Yeah. Yeah. That's the verse. But it is one thing to cite from memory, but totally another to read the Holy Scripture. Okay. Well, everyone has a different translation, but let me read from my NIV Bible. Okay. I'll read it first, then you guys will repeat. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Okay, let's read together. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Memorize this verse and cry out as loud as possible whenever you feel overwhelmed, folks. Then the spirit of Paul, who shouted this verse, will touch you. That's the Holy Spirit we have, folks. We all know about the Paul, right? Do you have anyone with the first name Paul here? Anyone? Huh? Usually there are at least one Paul. Or Peter, or John, okay? Not many James, because James was the guy who was martyred first. Well, you know, Paul was a persecutor, right? He persecuted the Christians. He was the one, actually, who was in charge of killing the Stephen, the first martyr. He was the one. And he was on a road to Damascus, right? He wasn't dissatisfied with just persecuting Christians in Jerusalem. So he went to Damascus, a different nation, folks. There, Jewish ghetto there too, a lot of Jewish people. And many of them became Christian. So Paul wanted to arrest them and torture them and kill them as much as he could. And people usually think Paul may have been about 33 years old, almost the same age as Jesus was. So then we know Paul may have been killed by Nero, okay, executed by X, about AD 62. Some would think AD 64, but because of Nero was, you know, he had to step down. If we had watched the movie Quo Vadis, right? And so we consider maybe this about 62. Then Paul was a Christian about, how many years? 62 minus 33. 62 minus 33. Hey, come on. Yeah, about, yeah, 29. Oh, you're right. Usually we round it up. How many? 30 years. There's Bible verses here that summarize how was his life during those 30 years. Okay, this is from 2 Corinthians. Let me read it. Actually, chapter 11, verse 23 through 27. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus 1. According to their way of counting, if you give us 40 lashes, 40 scourges, everyone will die. So here, what that means, 40 slashes minus 1 means almost dead. Okay? How many times? 5 times. Okay? Actually, Jesus was scourged exactly the same amount of lashes, 39 lashes. If we have watched a movie made by Mel Gibson, what's the movie title? Passion of Christ. You know how bad it was, right? Anyone want to try? That 40 lashes minus 1. Paul has gone through not just once, not just twice, not just 3 times, 5 times in his 30 years ministry. So every 6 years, he was brought to the court. 3 times I was beaten with a rod. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in open sea. Think about it. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at the sea. In other words, everywhere he went, he was in danger. In danger from false brothers. Actually, this is the worst thing. It is one thing, as I said, to be persecuted because of your enemies. But if you are arrested and beaten, 40 lashes minus 1 because of false brothers, it would have been really bad. Paul had that experience. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. Often gone without sleep. Not just once, often gone without sleep. If you guys had a sleepless night, you know what I mean, right? So much pain. Try to sleep, can't sleep. Agonies in your heart, so troubles you, can't sleep. The more you try to sleep, the worse. You know it, right? Sometimes alcohol doesn't really help either. I've known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. This is not fasting, folks. This is starving, okay? I have been cold and naked. How much more you can say about this description? The most miserable conditions he has gone through during that 30 years ministry time. How would you respond if you had faced a situation like Paul? How? Give up? Just throw yourself off the rock? Cliffs? Or take strong sleeping pill? 10 times the dose? Yeah? People would have been really despair. But what's very interesting about this guy, Paul, he has never lost his confidence. What we read here today, here, he is writing to Philippians. Paul, right now, waiting for execution. He is in jail in Rome. At this moment, Paul still could say, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. He's a guy with a guts. You know, how bad he did, actually. You know, when you read the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 6, when Paul was preaching to the Thessalonians, he was so successful. Jews were so jealous. They condemned him before authority. What they said here? These people who have been turning the world upside down have come here also. Sometimes God reveals real truth through the mouths of people like this. You know, they were right. Paul and his companions turned the whole world upside down while going through these sufferings. His circumstances, no matter what, did not prevent him from preaching the gospel with confidence and conviction. Paul was able to turn the world upside down. We know now 13 epistles in New Testament are written by Paul. How many books in New Testament, folks? Anyone? Hallelujah! Yeah, so almost half. Actually, theology, we call systematic theology, taught in the seminaries, primarily from Pauline epistles, Romans and Galatians, most of all. Paul contributed to the church so much. He was the one responsible for evangelization of the world thus far, folks. Without Paul, Christianity may have been perished. My question is, how this guy overcame such hardships and devastating situations, which would have been devastating to anybody else? Paul wasn't devastated. That is my question today. If we know that answer, no matter how bad are our circumstances and situations, we can grab that confidence Paul had. We may come out triumphantly in whatever situation we face, folks. We may live a successful and meaningful life. And the sad fact is, though, we don't find such a confidence even in the people in churches. I wonder why. And let me tell you a story and about kind of confidence we are talking about. There is a boy and called by his friend Victor the Fool. Okay, this is actually real story. It's not fiction, folks. This boy had a stuttering habit. He couldn't finish a word. So whenever he opens his mouth, people would say, "Oh, shut up! You fool!" And maybe that may have been reason why he was such a shy person. He couldn't speak up before people. He was always afraid of talking. So at the school, everybody called him fool. So that's his name. His first name is Victor, but they added another subtitle, Victor the Fool. His school day did not begin until everyone shout, Victor the Fool. Whenever he boarded the school bus, every kid on the bus would shout together in unison, Victor the Fool! This affected Victor so much. He knew. He decided to be a fool. He lost any confidence in himself. A disaster struck when there was an IQ test ministered to all student body at the school. You know what it means, IQ test, right? Intellectual Q? Quotient? Huh? Whatever. Okay. It's measuring person's intellect. Okay. I had that IQ test when I was, I think it's sixth grade. I don't remember, but I think I scored very well. Better than Victor. You know, how much is IQ of monkeys? Anyone knows monkeys' IQ? No, usually average monkeys would score 50. And among the monkeys, chimpanzee is the most intellectual. How many? Chimpanzee 65 to 70. Victor scored 73. This is impossible score for men. Kids, finally recognized again and again, he must be animal, monkey. Not any better than monkey. He was totally alienated by his friend at the school. And finally, his teacher told him, Victor, I don't think it's wise for you to stay at the school. You don't have a future with the study. What are you going to do after studying like this? You are not going to get any grade. Why don't you withdraw yourself from school? So Peter dropped out from the school. And he knew he had no future. He knew he was destined for failure, whatever he does. So he lived miserable life for 17 years as construction workers. Nothing else he could do. Then what? Something happened at 17th year after he did that IQ test. Someone came to the place where Victor was, began to share about his story. This guy was called, you know, he was the one, the king of memorization. Guy had one of the best IQs in the country. He was sharing about what happened about the 17 years ago. 17 years ago, at the school where Victor was attending, his IQ record was broken by a boy named Victor. Victor, after he heard that, he went to school, asked for the record. He got the original record. It was not 73. It's 173. But the teacher, knowing Victor was a fool, he overlooked that one. So he wrote down in his class note 73. So Victor was not a fool. He was smarter than anybody else. But just because of his stuttering habit and his personality, he was called fool by other kids and by his teacher. That became his identity. His life became what they called him to be, fool. He lived up to that expectation. After Victor knew about it, he realized his potential. He was totally changed. That was a turning point. Victor was the guy, actually, his name was Victor. Wait a moment, my eyes fell. Victor Siriakov. He became a president of Mensa International. This was the organization for people who have the best IQs in the world. And this is a story actually published in Korea, Victor the Fool. And in Korea, when it was published in last February, 3 million copies were sold immediately. Because everyone is suffering from same kind of a dilemma. We tend to judge ourselves by what other people say about us. Sometimes that person could be your parent. Sometimes could be your friend. Sometimes could be whole society, folks. We have one black person here. I talked about it. We call ghetto mentality black people have. What that means? If you are black, black supposed to be tough. Black supposed to have drugs. Black supposed to do violence. This was taught by actually white folks. Movies. So, this is ghetto mentality. Majority of black people still suffering. Still not living up to their expectation God has. Because they judge themselves by what other people call themselves. This is not just an isolated case, folks. Could it be worse or a little bit better? But it happens in every society. Sometimes, because the person is born to be stutterer, okay? Like Victor. Could be very poor. Didn't have proper attire. That's my case, folks. We're born poor. Poor, folks. Well, everyone is born naked, but some people are born in good, rich family, folks. We are the nun. I was born during the Korean War. Starved to almost to death. Went to school. Not really close. It's a wreck. Okay? Sometimes just because of that, you are called by bad name by your friend. Some did not overcome that kind of a handicap. Lived all their life, like Victor lived 17 years. The main genius with a creative mentality, this guy, just was rotten 17 years without developing any of his gift. Tonight, I want to challenge you guys. I don't know how you feel about yourself. How you judge yourself. But if that identity you have is because someone else or society called you so, denounce it, folks. You must denounce it. That's not real you. Real you is what God calls you. Bible is clear. As Paul said, folks, we are all born in the image of God, folks. Our shape, color, age, it doesn't matter. But someone who have more hairs than others, doesn't matter, folks. God does not make a mistake. Do you believe that? Amen. Everyone is born perfect to the eyes of God. Know that. And those who believe in Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord, God gave them authority to be the Son of God, folks. Let me read it for you. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right, actually, or sorry to the better word, to become children of God. Children were not about natural descent, nor of a human decision, or of husband will, but born of God. Also, listen to what Jesus told his disciples. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. So, Paul had this confidence in Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things, he said. This is based upon the promise Jesus gave. That's how Paul was able to overcome all the obstacles he had. All those lashes, 5 times. 40 lashes minus 1. Anyone would have been dead. But Paul, because he had this confidence, he not only survived, he overcame, he came out triumphantly. Finally, God has his dream. Whenever he made his own people, every one of you is born with a mission by God. There is a purpose. Nothing comes by accident, folks. I cannot tell you what is the real purpose of your life and your life, but you have the Holy Spirit in you. Pray to God, Lord, what dream you had when he gave birth to me. Because, you know, we are from our mom, but originally God is the one who begot us. We are God's children. Tonight, think about it. Just think about how God sees you, how God cares for you as his child. And Lord, what dream did you have? Then, when God tells you, my son, this is what I want you to do, go for it, folks, no matter what. You know, in the book, Victor the Fool, Victor had a teacher, one of the teachers. She was the one always encouraging. Mrs. Rahel was the only teacher who saw Victor's potential. She once told him, do you think you will be sorry for the failures you had at your deathbed? No, I don't think so. You will be sorry only for the things you did not even try. Tonight, as I said, ask God, Lord, what do you have for me? What should I do? Tell me just one thing to do from now on. Go for it, folks. As Mrs. Rahel said, if you don't do it, you will be sorry only for those things you did not even try. When you do try, God will strengthen you. You shall triumph over your handicaps, over your last failures. Then your life will be really life worth living, folks. Meaningful life. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, thank you for giving us such a confidence in you, Lord. The courage, we can shout that, I can do all things through him who strengthens me, Lord. Lord, we have suffered from our wrong images given by others or society, Lord. Lord, we know you are our Father, Lord. Lord, show us your dream for each one of us, so that we may live our life worth living, Lord. I pray all this in your Son, Jesus' precious name. Everyone says,
Amen.
Thank you.